Hello, everybody. This is Rafal Davidovich. Welcome to the Explorations Podcast. I'd like to try something new today, and that is to introduce you to the concept through a brief summary of a mimer. A mimer means a statement or a spoken message. A mimer is the word in Chabad culture that refers to the very deep Hasidic discourses or essays that were given and taught by the Chabad Rebbeim, all the way from the first Chabad Rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, through to the seventh Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, whose Yahrzeit was on the 3rd of Tammuz a couple of days ago. A couple of weeks before the Lubavitcher Rebbe's stroke, he released an essay that he had written on the topic of Purim. And this was, like I said, 2 weeks before the stroke. And so this was, in effect, the last formal mimer, Hasidic lesson that he gave, even though he spoke a number of times over the course of the two Shabbases before the stroke. This was his last formal message. And I'd like to introduce the idea to you and summarize it for myself. Like I said, it came around the time of Purim Katan, so Purim was in the air. And this particular essay was a transcript of a talk that he had given back in 1981 before Purim Katan. And it had to do with the meaning of Jewish leadership. And in many ways, people understood it as a form of autobiographical comment that the Rebbe was making about how he saw his own role in leadership of the Jewish community, and how all of us should see our roles to whatever extent that we have a role in leading the Jewish community. And I tend to take this personally as well. The nugget, the tamtzis, right, the center point of this essay is that there is a relationship that all Jewish leaders have with one another. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all the prophets, but in every generation after Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not just that the Jewish leadership, for example, Yehoshua, Joshua, and all the subsequent generations led the Jewish people, but the Zohar refers to each of the leaders of the Jewish people as Ispashtusa de Moshe b'chol dara v'dara, that they are the extension of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Not just that they happen to be his successors, but that they are extensions of Moshe Rabbeinu. In what way are they extensions of Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, they are what the Zohar again refers to as Re'eya Mehemna, which means the shepherd of faith. Sometimes this could be read as faithful shepherd, meaning that just as Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd, and he was a faithful shepherd, but the Zohar reads that he shepherded, and by shepherding, we mean to feed, that God fed, which I mean to say, nurtured the emuna of the Jewish people. He nurtured their emuna, he nurtured their faith and their trust in God. And every leader, depending on the particular situation and struggles of whatever generation he finds himself in, feeds and nurtures the connection of the Jewish people with God in different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu, his own task in leading the Jews out of Mitzrayim and giving them the Torah, revealed the connection that the Jewish people had with God as one of showering great divine wisdom on them by teaching them Torah. On the other hand, Mordechai, who came, let's say, approximately less than 1,000 years later, was not showering divine revelation on them. Rather, he did two things. One thing which is somewhat obvious in the context of the persecution that Jews have suffered through the generation, which is strengthening the Jewish ability and inherent nature of Mesiras Nefesh, of a Jew giving up his life or her life rather than abandon God, gathering together to study Torah, to learn Torah, to daven, to fast, and to pray, and to be connected to God even in the worst of times. Even though the Jews had the option of converting out, had they so chosen, none of the Jews chose to do that. They remained faithful. Mordechai gathered the Jewish people together in Shushan and learned Torah with them at the instigation of another great Jewish leader, Esther, of course. And Mordechai gathered them together and was teaching Torah to them in a mode and a framework of Mesiras Nefesh. So, and this reveals something of the Jewish nature that is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though I'm not saying that Mordechai was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu revealed what it means when God reveals himself to the Jewish people. Mordechai was able to reveal in the worst of times something even greater, which is that the Jews are connected to God even in the worst of times. And then the second thing that Mordechai revealed, and this is something that is a beautiful, unique teaching that the Lubavitch Rebbe taught in this particular mimer, is that Mordechai's ability to show the inherent Jewish connection to Hashem was true not only during the time of the persecution, when they were afraid that Haman was going to kill them all, but revealed itself even after the Jews were saved from Haman's clutches, and Haman was hanged on the tree, and his enemy and Mordechai's enemies were defeated, and Haman's sons were killed. After that, when the Jews thought that they had it all, Mordechai was able to reveal this element of the Jewish people, that they were still unhappy. They were happy that they were that their lives were saved, but they still understood that as long as the Jewish people are in Golus, as long as Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, is in exile, and that we not every single Jew is connected with Hashem, there is still something to be unhappy about. Not for the purpose of being unhappy, God forbid, but for the purpose of being shaken. You're shook up that you realize that there's some corner of the world, no matter how good you have it, no matter if you're davening three times a day and you're eating kosher and you own Haman's house and your cousin is the prime minister to the king, but because the Jewish people are in Golus and Mashiach has not come, a Jew should still be shook up. And this will also lead to a form of Mesiras Nefesh, of understanding that we give our lives for God so that God can be fully present in the world. It's not good enough if he's present in my life. As long as there are areas of the world that are void of awareness of Hashem, then there is still a problem. Then that means that the world is still sick, that the world still needs healing. So you have the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, the level of Mordechai during the terrible decrees and persecutions, and the level of leadership of Mordechai, even when things look good, that he can still motivate his people to accept the Torah because they understand that there's still more perfection that the world has to experience. I want to wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos.